Starting at the 8.7, we're in the Star Lounge, and the Indigo Girls are here. I think we actually were breaking records today. This might be the biggest crowd we've ever had in here.
This is a very surreal experience.
Sold out performance.
Yeah. Why is it surreal?
Because it's 8 in the morning.
It's early.
But it's not really.
It's like time warp.
Wow.
Time warp.
You're freaking me out. Emily and Amy are here, and which is cool because they've got a show tonight.
Yep.
And they played a show last night. How'd it go, by the way?
Oh, great.
Was it awesome?
It was mixed bag.
Yeah, mixed bag.
Really, highs and lows, peaks and valleys. Congratulations on the new CD. It's called Shaming of the Sun. What's that mean, by the way?
It's actually a Native American legend or myth. It came from a book of myths and legends, and we were struck by the title, and it's from the Tunica tribe. And there were some things in the myth that reminded us of things in our lives, so we just chose it. We liked the way it sounded as well.
Wow.
We appropriated it.
You stole it.
We stole it, basically. With all due respect.
You borrowed it.
With all respect.
The thing that I've always found, you guys, how many albums is this? This is 4 or 5? What is this?
6, 7, I think.
7? Yeah. Really?
That's what I keep hearing that
number.
We
don't know, really.
They keep telling you that number. You've lost track now.
We had a couple independent records out before we got signed to Epic, so
right.
We can't tell what counts.
So you've been together how long? Let's go that route instead.
17 years.
Wow. Yeah.
That is wild. And sick of each other yet? Do you hate each other now?
No.
I ask every band that, and they all go, no, we're fine.
Yeah. And then they break up the next week.
Yeah, that's right. Usually because I bring it up for no reason. So I apologize ahead of time.
It's okay. We've actually known each other since we were 10, too. So
we grew up together.
I know, it's so sweet, it's ridiculous.
I know, the crowd is in tears already.
I'm in tears.
The thing that I've found fascinating about you guys is that as a duo and having been together that long, you still continue to write separately.
Yeah.
I mean, have you collaborated? I mean, of course you collaborate once you get in the studio and you record the things probably and the vocal arrangements and all that stuff. I'm sure you handle that together, but you still write your songs independent of each other, right?
Right.
Yeah, we wrote one song together that was on a benefit CD that I released on my own record label called Honor, and the song was called Blood Quantum, and that's the only one we've written together that's been recorded. We wrote another one together when we were young, but it was really bad. It was like we
and they're going to
the
do
Bob
it now. Dylan's. Ladies and gentlemen, Indigo Girl.
It was like a Bob Dylan, Neil Young
rip-off.
But that seems to me a strange process for having been together that long. I don't know of many situations with artists or bands that when you're that together that long, and do you just go off separately, you have your own, independent styles.
We have our own lives.
Yeah.
Wow,
different
really?
Lives. We express ourselves so differently. Different personalities, different ways of expressing ourselves lyrically and musically. We write at different times. We write under different circumstances. So everything we do is kind of unorthodox in a way.
And yet when you come together, it still feels like a perfect fit, right?
It's been arranging for us. It's been a really... I won't say easy, but it comes naturally to us. We don't have any trouble contributing to each other's songs in terms of arrangements. It's just the writing that we have to do on our own.
Well, we have a lot more we want to talk about, but how about a song? How about the new one?
Okay.
This is Shame on You, right?
Right.
Yeah. Excellent. Indigo Girls live from the Star Lounge on Star 98.7.